This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, March 30th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The reliability of China's coronavirus numbers is under question once again, in view of the staggering amount of urns being distributed in Wuhan, reports a Shanghai news source. According to official Chinese government data, 50,006 people were infected with the COVID-19 virus in Wuhan, with 2,535 dying from the disease. However, the Chinese investigative outlet Kaixin shows a truck loaded with 2,500 urns arriving at the Hengkou mortuary. The driver said that he had delivered the same amount to the mortuary the day before. Former Vice President Joe Biden is facing a new sexual assault allegation from a woman named Tara Reid, who says she has been trying to share her story since 1993, when it allegedly happened. Reid's allegation comes in the midst of Biden's surging presidential campaign and is consistent with other stories women have shared about their discomfort with the way Biden has touched them, reports Yahoo News. Hebrews 13 verse 4 warns, "Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral." New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio identified the Big Apple as the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S.
"Every time I have to tell you about this, these human beings who are afflicted, the people we've lost, it is painful and it's shocking. 25,573 cases in the city of New York. We remain the epicenter of the COVID-19 crisis in the United States of America. I look forward to a day when I can tell you that's no longer true, but today that is true. 366 New York City residents have been lost."
On Friday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo gave a pep talk to the National Guard deployed in the Empire State, reports WCBS Radio.
"This is an invisible beast. It is an insidious beast. This is not going to be a short deployment. This is going to be weeks and weeks and weeks. This is going to be a long day, and it's going to be a hard day, and it's going to be an ugly day, and it's going to be a sad day. This is a rescue mission that you're on. The mission is to save lives. That's what you're doing. As hard as we work, we're not going to be able to save everyone. And what's even more cruel is this enemy doesn't attack the strongest of us. It attacks the weakest of us. It attacks our most vulnerable, which makes it even worse."
As of this weekend, 124,000 Americans have tested positive for the coronavirus, leading to 2,190 deaths, according to the Coronavirus Worldwide Sick Map. That's a doubling of America's death toll from last Thursday. Government officials across the U.S. are now using location data from millions of cell phones in a bid to better understand the movements of Americans during the coronavirus pandemic and how they may be affecting the spread of the disease, reports the Wall Street Journal. The data, which is stripped of identifying information like the name of a phone's owner, could help officials learn how coronavirus is spreading across the country and help blunt its advance. It shows which retail establishments, parks, and other public spaces are still drawing crowds that could risk accelerating the transmission of the virus. On Friday, Rhode Island police began stopping cars with New York plates. On Saturday, the National Guard helped conduct house-to-house searches to find people who travel from New York and demand 14 days of self-quarantine, reports Bloomberg. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo said, quote, "Right now, we have a pinpointed risk. That risk is called New York City," end quote. Honolulu, Hawaii police have issued 70 citations and made 2 arrests for violating the stay-at-home orders put in place to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus, with most of those people cited in public parks after ignoring officers' instructions to leave, reports the Star Advertiser. Violating the order is a misdemeanor offense punishable by fines of up to $5,000 and a year in jail. While we've been urged to practice 6-foot social distancing, A study by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology says that that guideline is four times too short. In order to stay safely outside someone's sneeze zone, the proper safe distance is actually 26 feet, reports the Telegraph. The highly contagious COVID-19 droplets can spread in the air up to 26 feet away. Solid Rock Church, a non-denominational Ohio megachurch with campuses in Lebanon and Cincinnati, has decided against canceling services, reports the Christian Post. On its website, they say, quote, "The First Amendment of our Constitution guarantees freedom concerning religion, expression, and assembly. It specifically forbids Congress from restricting an individual's religious practices. Therefore, the government ban on large gatherings does not apply to religious worship," end quote. The move has received a great deal of negative feedback, with some 3,000 negative comments, according to news station WHIO. One online critic stated, quote, "You have a moral obligation to protect your flock. God gave us brains to use them," end quote. And finally, Teen Vogue magazine and Snapchat, the multimedia messaging app, are actually encouraging their teen audience and users to create pornography while they're at home during the coronavirus quarantine, reports the Christian Post. In a Teen Vogue story published Monday on the Snapchat Discover page, it says, quote, "Like anything worth doing, sexting takes practice. Here are seven things you might not have known about sexting," end quote. Dawn Hawkins, executive director of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, said, quote, "Snapchat and Teen Vogue are playing right into sexual predators' hands. It is socially irresponsible for Snapchat Discover to encourage minors to self-produce underage pornography, thereby increasing their vulnerability to sexual predators," end quote. Adding that sexting can also make teens vulnerable to sexual extortion, sexual abuse, or trafficking. 3 John 1 verse 11 warns, "Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.